USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Boeing 737 MAX aircraft were grounded because of two crashes involving that type of plane in less than 5 months, the CEO of Boeing said earlier this week,
"Safety is at the core of who we are at Boeing, and ensuring safe and reliable travel on our airplanes is an enduring value and our absolute commitment to everyone."
Now comes word the FBI is joining in the investigation of the certification process for that type of plane. Reports are the Bureau is assisting the Department of Transportation in examining how that airliner was approved by federal regulators. Less than a week since the deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in her nation, New Zealand's Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
President Trump says he wants people to have a look at the special counsel Robert Mueller's final report, telling reporters yesterday that it is up to the Attorney General Bill Barr to decide what to do with its findings, but that he looks forward to seeing the report, but he did add he's not sure how fair it will be. President Trump will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking beside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday in Jerusalem, Netanyahu said the U.S.-Israeli alliance has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
The Israeli leader dealing with problems at home, including being the subject of an ongoing corruption investigation. No one matched all five numbers in the Powerball drawing last night, so Saturday's drawing will be worth at least $625 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc is due in a court in Manhattan today to enter a guilty plea. There's no word on exactly what he's pleading guilty to, though. Prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man accused of mailing bombs last year to prominent Democrats and critics of Donald Trump, including actor Robert De Niro. None of the bombs detonated, and no one was hurt. Exercise bike company Peloton is now being sued for allegedly stealing songs for their workout videos. For years, Peloton has been using songs from artists from Lady Gaga to Drake, Justin Timberlake, and many more. A group of music publishers now banding together to file a $150 million copyright infringement lawsuit against the exercise bike maker. The CEO of the National Music Publishers Association says Peloton has built its business without giving artists and songwriters their fair compensation. And Labrador Retrievers are still the most popular dog breed in America. The updated rankings, based on data from the American Kennel Club, and the Labs reigned above all others for the 28th consecutive year. Labs are credited for their friendly nature and their ability to fill so many different working dog roles. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.